Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hello, everybody. I am psychic medium Jamie.
Spirit walker Nicole's over here.
We are Shades of Spirit. Thank you for joining us on this fabulous Monday morning. Here in San Diego, it is the usual, slightly overcast, early 70s.
Early 70s.
I'll just groove it out this morning. You have to know how my morning went. First, I had to go chase the dog around with his bag of treats, and he's a 90-pound basset, so he wasn't really excited, Nicole, of me taking that away from him. And then I plugged in our headphones into the wrong slots as well, so Zach could hear us, our producer, but we couldn't hear ourselves. So now we got that sorted out. We are excited for today's topic. Now, the way it works for us is that we have a general outline of what we want to do each month, but things change on the dime, just depending on experiences that we have or readings we've had with clients or just our everyday life. And so we decided to switch it up a bit. We're still going to tie it all into our 30 days of Sacred September. So I hope that you guys are following that. If you have not seen the calendar yet, you can find it on our website, shadesofspirit.com. It's also posted on our Facebook page as well. We're halfway through. That's amazing to me that we're halfway through September.
It's crazy.
Halloween's coming up here soon, then Thanksgiving, Christmas, and bam, year is over.
I think they're canceling Halloween.
Well,
I think it's canceled.
It's still in my heart, okay? My favorite holiday. So with that being said, we had some readings the past couple weeks, and it really got us thinking because some of the things that we've been hearing on a regular basis, and then, you know, it just started coming back up again, is like, I have a lot of activity in my home, or, you know, at the age of 11, I was cursed by, you know, somebody that was not a family member that was, you know, out to get me or my family. We did have a reading with someone where he felt that he had been cursed by someone who he had dated with within his family. Well, not within his family. That's weird.
Her family, illegal.
Yeah, that's wrong. Her family had actually put this curse on him. And so we had talked about in his reading about that process that he went through and how traumatizing that was based on their belief system, based on what they held true to their knowledge of curses, was a bit frightening for someone to have to go through that curse removal process. And then we had a situation too where it came up in our own lives. And I just felt enough is enough. So for us, I'm a psychic medium. I'm a Reiki master. I practice shamanic healings. I'm learning about those. We do hypnotherapy. We're meditation gurus, right? I'm also a mom. We have jobs. Like, we are so much involved in our own lives. To then hear that, you know, that I would be inflicting harm on someone else is beside, I was beside myself, right? So we're going to talk about today curses, hexes, what an attachment is, and all that kind of ties in with what you would see on all sorts of things, movies. We're going to talk about all the ways that curses have been filtered into our society since almost the beginning of time, right?
Absolutely. Well, there's so much to it. It kind of sent us down a rabbit hole of research.
Absolutely.
As far as, you know, the origins and things like that. Do you want to explain a little bit more about how it affected us or no?
We'll get into that later. We'll get into that later. Yeah.
All right.
So if you think about a curse, right? The first thing that you do is you look it up. We wanted to see all different ways that curses have been out there, put out there in the world, right? So what's one of the first things that you've seen?
Well, the first thing I did was I looked up the definition. So I would have a kind of a launching point for to start. And it is defined as a solemn utterance intended to invoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment on someone or something. And it's also an offensive word or phrase used to express anger or annoyance. We don't do curse words, though, not you and I. No, no.
Never. PG on the show. PG on the show. Right. So then where did that take you to? Because we actually started on completely different paths when it came down to looking up curses and hexes and where they came from, how they, where the origin was of them.
Well, that's what I started looking up the origin of it and to go, I wanted to see how far back in time I could find a reference to the word or, you know, the action or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I started back, I found that the word can be found in almost every language, mm-hmm. Every language, religion, culture, both, you know, past and present. And it's found in movies, stories, sports, and culture.
Yeah. You know what? It was pretty funny because when you start diving down into it, we went from kind of the religious concept of it all the way down to like the sports side of it. And then we met in the middle with what literature has told us and how movies have portrayed it over the course of time, including your kids' movies. That's right. You know, I've got three kids. I didn't think about this back then when we were watching, you know, Maleficent and we were watching Shrek and some of these other movies that actually have this behind it. So that's why it became so fascinating to us that people can throw the word curses and hexes and witchcraft around so easily, but not understand the origin of it or how it's going to affect someone. Now, for me, the first thing that I actually pulled up was I went back to biblical times, right? And so if you go through different versions of the Bible, you will see, and one of the main ones is that God cursed down the serpent, right? No, I'm not big on the total quotes here, but that's the general principle of it. And that's one of the main ones that we see. And then as I was doing more information gathering on kind of the Bible part of it, it was just interesting to see how many times that word was used or the connotation behind it was used as well, which is very big for me because, when you work through different religions, and it wasn't just the Catholic religion, there were all sorts of religions that were using this word as a negative, it had a negative connotation behind it. And it would, you know, almost strike the fear into someone. So then that started having me think about anytime someone hears the word curse, they immediately go straight to a fear state.
Yeah, well, and then also we started talking about people just in general. Like there's not a whole lot of middle ground. It's like if they either really believe it or they think it's a bunch of bull. But I don't know. It's kind of hard to find that person kind of like, I don't know.
Right. The second one I loved you found.
Yeah, I landed in Egypt. I started reading all kinds of things about King Tut's tomb and the inscription that they found, which was, death will come on swift wings to him who disturbs the king, and all of the things that was reportedly that had happened to the people that first discovered that. But when I kept reading, I actually found out that most of those people lived until they're like in their 70s. So it's kind of like it where the stories come in and the myths, and it kind of takes off on a life of their own.
Which, you know, you go back to Egyptian times and you'll see those movies that they've recreated out of Egyptian times, and you'll see the Beatles coming out, and you'll see, you know, you go in and then, well, like Indiana Jones, the
Mummy.
Temple of Doom.
The Mummy too, 1999, yeah, Brendan Fraser.
Exactly. So those, they're not fables, they're not fairy tales, because the people that wrote them and the people that have continued following that practice fully believed in that. And you know what? So maybe it was that someone went in and they were trying to steal from the tombs back there. And all of a sudden, you know, they're like, hey, so we, you know, all of a sudden we got home and, you know, we got bit by a beetle, but then we got an infection in our arm. And so we lost our arm. And that's kind of how that started, yeah. Right? What other one do we have on here I want to talk about before we go to break?
Maybe just how it's used as a plot device, kind of like what we were talking about, but in so many movies that maybe you don't really think about, like it was used in Romeo and Juliet, Pirates of the Caribbean, Harry Potter. These are kids' movies talking about curses.
Absolutely. You know, we go back to Shrek and the curse of Fiona, right? She came in, put the curse on her so that she turned into, not a troll, but whatever Shrek was. Sorry, it's been a while since I watched the movie. But then by daylight, she was fine. And breaking those curses, right? And they were always trying to find a way to break the curse. So with Sleeping Beauty, it's that her prince had to come in and, you know, give her a kiss of true love, and that broke the curse. So now when people hear that they're cursed, they feel like, oh my gosh, I've got to break this curse, right? And that's, again, we've given our power away, and we've fed into the fear of what we've heard for so long and what we've read for so long.
And they might spend thousands of dollars to do so, which is where another part of the rabbit hole that I landed on was curse removal. People who will do it for a pretty hefty fee, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And people that get thrown in jail, you know, they're allegedly helping people with these curses and just getting thousands of dollars from them to do so, when what we don't know and understand sometimes is that we have the power within to be able to knock out any curse, so to say, or hexes within ourselves, because we're free will, right? And so that's the biggest part that we want to talk about today with you, is about having that free will, about connecting with your sacred self, and how, you know, how curses have affected you guys as well. So we will be back after this quick break. You can check us out at Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook and Instagram. And then on the half an hour, folks, at 8:30, we're going to be doing a giveaway to the first caller. So you can't call until then, but we are going to do a giveaway with a Queen of the Moon card reading for the person that is the first caller. So we will see you guys shortly after this break.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Oh, Spirit Walker Nicole's got a frog in her throat and has shared it with everybody today. So
You're
there
welcome.
We go.
Happy Monday.
We are back with our topic today of curses, hexes, and attachments, along with combining it with our 30 days to your sacred self and raising that energy vibration and finding that sacred connection within so that you can feel re-empowered in your own space, along with being able to know that we energetically can do anything. And it's been proven time and time again and in so many different areas and religions and cultures about how we can have self-healing and we can kind of, you know, regenerate our own bodies and that we can live in a place of harmony and peace. It's just so hard for us to get there because a lot of times when our energy is low, we will find that people take advantage of that. Now, sometimes it's not even consciously, it's a subconscious thing that they're doing, but they might call them energy vampires or energy suckers. If I go out and I don't feel like I've created my boundary, which was one of our days this past week, and kind of those shields putting up, and I'm in a lower vibrational state just by, you know, life happens, I will find that people can drain my energy. There might be our friends, they might be our family members, they might be a neighbor. And so when we're in that lower state, we become vulnerable. And we become vulnerable to the outside world and their influences. And if we end up meeting someone that's not vibrating in a high level, that's vibrating in a level of pain, hurt, anger, frustration, and they are displeased either with the fact that we broke up with them in a relationship. It could very well be that, you know, in some cultures, it's a neighbor type of thing. It's families, family feuds, that you will find stories upon stories on the internet and in research books and history books of curses and how they came about. Now, again, we don't practice witchcraft. I don't even own a book about witchcraft, but I do everything that I do out of love and light and what my spirit team and connecting with them means to me and doing it in a high vibrational state. And so when people are out spreading these rumors, and I loved this quote from a fabulous healer, she did a great Reiki session on me Friday, is that psychics don't attack other psychics. Mediums don't attack other mediums.
Authentic.
It's about being authentic. It's about being true to yourself. It's about sending that love and light out. And so when we're doing that, we are bringing about bad energy to ourselves, not the other person, so long as they don't believe that that energy can harm them. And that's kind of where it goes with curses. Now, we will never say curses don't exist, hexes don't exist, because in some cultures and in some religious beliefs and just in some people, they do. But let's help you empower yourself so that you can get through that moment. Because time and time again, I've had so many readings with people who've talked about, oh, I've been cursed. And so when we can regain our power, connect on our spiritual team and our spiritual level and with whatever source might be to them, they walk out of that reading feeling so much better and so much lighter because their energy is shifted, right? And if you think about curse energy, it would be down here. So it no longer can match our level. And that's why we're doing this topic today. Now, a couple of interesting facts is that it's not just about biblical or religion or even, you know, ancient Greece and Egypt and what happens if you go into the tombs and disrupt the mummies, right? It's also things like objects. So for me, I do psychometry. I love psychometry. It actually is one of my stronger clairs at that. And it's about reading the energy of an object. And so we actually found that objects can be cursed on what we read through Google.
Well, reportedly.
Reportedly, allegedly cursed. Now, I have to tell you, when I walk through a home and I'm doing, you know, some energy work in a home along with the homeowner, I will be drawn to certain objects in their home, whether it be an antique table, a certain frame on the wall. And yes, you're going to see me being that person over there with my hands. I turn on my Reiki and I put my hands on the objects and I feel the energy. And sometimes they'll give us a picture, right? Because we exchange energy with that object. We are energy and the objects are energy. And I can get a reading for it to the point where I've done psychometry readings to where I've been exactly where the person has been. And it's an amazing experience to share with that client. So we know that they can hold energy. So what if this antique desk was owned by someone that was just not a good person in a past life a couple hundred years ago, right? And you've got it in your home. What other
mirrors?
Mirrors. Yeah. Her thing is mirrors. So she'll walk around over here, like making nice with all the mirrors. Right. except we've also seen that in movies. Right. So it's like write red rum on the mirror and do it backwards and all those type of things and things come out of the mirrors. Right. And we've heard mirrors are portals. Well, if we believe it, we will open up those energy centers. But if we can stay empowered and we know what's right from wrong and that it's just a mirror. And that it's reflecting back. And like, you know, LaShawn, our intern, does all of her sayings on her mirror, her positive affirmations on her mirror. That makes that a space of love and light and high vibration. But then we found some pretty interesting topics on haunted or cursed objects. The first one being the Hope Diamond.
Yeah, so the Hope Diamond, it currently is in the Smithsonian Natural History Museum. It's a 45 and a half carat diamond, and it's worth about $200 to $250 million. And basically, it's said to be cursed. And they said it was taken from its rightful owner, original owner, and rumored victims of the diamond. All this stuff has happened: divorce, suicide, imprisonment, torture. But other people say that that's just those are just stories, and they're made up to make the diamond more mysterious and like more mystical, I guess.
Mystical, and people would want it, right? So then it's like that feature of like, I want to have that diamond, right? I want to see what it's all about. So I love that mysticism behind that object. What about Busby's stoop chair?
So this one,
she's I don't want to talk about that one.
So if you guys haven't heard of this, it's basically, let me just read a little bit about it. English drunkard Thomas Busby sealed his fate when he murdered his father-in-law, Daniel Autty, in 1702. For his crimes, he was executed by hanging at a crossroads near a humble inn. But the story goes that this was not the end of Busby's killing. A chair that looked on to the site of his execution is believed to carry a curse that whoever sits upon it will supposedly die from a frightful accident. Still, the chair lingered in the inn until 1978, when the owner gifted it to a museum. It now resides on a high wall where no one need fear an accidental sitting. So basically, they're saying that the story is that a couple, two or three guys afterward, they heard the rumors, they sat in the chair, and then they died right after. But again, that's stories. It's hard to, like, where do you find concrete evidence that this happened?
Right.
But it's still weird.
But, and think about 1700s. I mean, this goes back thousands of years, right? And yet these stories are still very accessible and still give me the chills to think about it. Because I would honestly say, as empowered as I am in my own space, I'm also human. So I'm going to stand there and look at that chair, and I might think twice about sitting in that chair after what I've heard and knowing that. But then if I was to sit in that chair knowing that I'm empowered, that my angels and my guides are with me, that I have a direct connection with Source, and that I'm going to be fine, would I change that fate behind that curse or hex? And that's what we talk about here today. Okay, the crime boy painting. That was probably...
Didn't like this one either.
No, that one was, you know, just... That was interesting.
Yeah, so this goes back to the 1950s, and it's, again, out of England. But it's basically said that whoever hangs this in their house, the house is going to burn down. Because I guess multiple houses have burned down with this painting hanging in it. But the kicker is the painting never gets damaged. The house will burn to the ground, but this painting is like still right there. And this happens, allegedly has happened in several places.
So you think about that as well. Like, what was the energy of the child? And what was the energy of the painter? And why would this have happened in multiple households? Was it because it was the time? Was it because it was the neighborhood? Maybe it was faulty electrical wiring going on. And yet the thing that people had that wasn't a coincidence was that we all had this hanging boy painting. So we immediately go to
crying boy painting.
We immediately go to that's the reason why this has happened. But if we don't know the whole story, and that's also why we're doing this as well. If you don't understand the whole story behind it, there probably were numerous copies made of this painting. And to this day, I bet some people still have this painting somewhere in their home.
Until I hear this.
Yeah, they're like, oh my gosh, call the people and tell them to get rid of it. But that's not the case, right? Because they didn't put any power behind the curse. And that is really where we're going at. And again, we're not saying that they don't exist, because we don't know, right? That's what's so much fun about Shades of Spirit, is that we can look at things on all different levels. And I know where I stand, and I know how it works for me, but I also hear my client stories, and I feel their pain, and I see why they've gone that route. Now, what about sports teams? I mean, let's lighten it up here.
Oh, the greatest curse ever was the, in sports folklore, to me, is the curse of the Bambino, when the Red Sox sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees. And they didn't get that World Series for title for like 86 years. So that one, I love sports and I love everything to do with sports. So that's such an interesting story. But curse the Bambino.
You know, even if I'm not a huge sports follower, but I know I've heard my dad talk about that, right? So we even hear our parents talk about stuff like this, and the word curse is being used. So therefore it's carrying out a negative a negative vibe. And now all of a sudden we're thinking that as children, like, oh, well, if that happened and dad was real upset when that happened, that's a curse. And so when they hear about somebody else having a curse or a curse being placed on them, they're in fear. They're in that lower vibrational, you know, mode. So then that takes us to the family curse, right? And some of the high profile family curses would be
the Kennedy curse. I think that's probably the one most people know about. And it's sad and tragic for that family, but they just keep enduring loss after loss. And it's hard to argue with things like that. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's like, is it a curse? Or, I mean, it's a big family and things happen. So
exactly.
But it still doesn't like make you feel any, like your heart goes out to the family, you
Absolutely.
Know, any family when they suffer a loss like that. But so often I think instead of those like sentiments of sympathy, you get, oh, that's a Kennedy curse. And that's not helpful. Like,
right. And that's where I've had a client who has lost all of her children and her husband. And does that family feel like they're cursed? Not once in any of my, you know, readings with anybody in that family has anybody said to me, there's been a curse placed on my family. So it's in the eye of the beholder. The family curse talks about ancestral curse, a generational curse, hereditary curse. The belief spans many religious beliefs and many deny they even exist, right? So even in the definition, it gives you, yes, people believe in it, and yes, some of them don't. So coming up next, we want to talk about what to do if you feel you have a curse put on you from our perspective only. We're not speaking on behalf of anybody else. But when we come back from the break, caller number one is going to get one of our giveaways for today and one Queen of the Moon Oracle, because we have a new moon coming up tomorrow. So let's start out fresh and be ready to release some of that energy. And we will be back after this break.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into a spirited exchange radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
All right. right. Welcome back, everybody. We have just had an argument on break over when the Dustbuster was made.
Not when it was made, when it was the last one was in circulation.
Well, I think that my mom still has one. So there you go. That's
the last time any here have seen or used a Dustbuster.
That's a great question. I'm going to go buy a Dustbuster just to say
good
I
luck.
Bought one.
Get your DeLorean and go find one.
Maybe it'll be on Etsy or Amazon. Ridiculous. We'll find one. And the reason why the Dustbuster conversation came up is that I opened up our box of the Queen of the Moon Oracle deck and sand fell out all over the place because I had taken this to our Release and Intentions beach ceremony that we did last month. And so that's how we got on that topic. So what I want to do first is I would like to take caller number one. We have a giveaway for you today to help amplify your energy and keep you in alignment, along with pulling you one card for the new moon tomorrow. So Zach, if we could have the first caller, if anybody even wants to call in, otherwise I'll keep the giveaway. It's cool with me.
Actually don't have anybody on the line yet.
Okay. Well, look, I'm going to keep the giveaway. It's
maybe
mine.
You should give the number. Do you know what it is?
I don't remember what the number is.
Oh, that's nice.
I know.
That's helpful.
Zach can put it up there and I'll give the number. We'd surprise people.
Zach, what's the number?
It is 1-800-930-2819.
Thank you, Zach. I don't have the right form today, so I don't have the phone number. So as we are waiting for a caller to call in today, we're going to continue that topic of what do you do now if you feel accursed or a hex or even an attachment has come into your energy field, right? And attachments are what some believe to be an energy that attaches themselves to you that has passed. Generally, when you hear the word attachment, you feel that it is a negative energy that's around you. It might be manipulating things in your life. It might be causing you to have bad luck or misfortune. Hexes and curses also have that as well. When people think of those three things together, a curse, a hex, attachment. They think of something negative, something taking their power and causing, it's a cause and effect, causing things to happen in their life that aren't positive, right? So it might be that you lost your job. It might be that you, Spirit's talking to me all of a sudden. They're very big right now. I don't usually have that happen, you guys. That's what happens when you're working with the psychic. I know. No, they fully threw me off. But I have worked with people who have thought that they've got a negative attachment to them because they did. They lost their job, then their car broke down, they had to put money into this, you know, somebody got sick in the family. Like all of these things happened at one time. Now, when I go in and work with energies or I work with the owners, I like to get the backstory. So I will do a reading first. I don't want them to tell me anything and I want to tune in purely into their energy. And after we get that all validated, a lot of the times it's where our energy has been settled. Because it started and stemmed from somewhere. So it wasn't that there was a negative energy attached to them causing all this to happen, right? It might be that their energy was just low because of the things that were going on in their life. And that was about bringing back that empowerment part of it. And the energy maybe they thought around them was actually a loved one trying to help them, but they weren't in a space to see that energetic vibration. Because remember, as energy, we are on different levels and planes as well. So first and foremost for me, people who use the terms curses, hexes, attachments, witchcraft, black magic are people that are living in a fear-based energy themselves, are trying to put that fear onto others in order to diminish their power. And I can tell you right now that fucking pisses me off. And I'm so sorry, Zach, because that just slipped out of my mouth. But it really does. Because what happens is that people start to believe that that is happening to them. They start manifesting physical symptoms because they're believing the energy around them is negative. And that's BS, man. Because when you come down to it, you're no longer standing in your power because someone else has taken it from you. And so we have to step back and we need to look at the big picture and know that free will within us, our angels, our spirit guides, source, whatever your belief system is much higher than anything negative out there. Okay. So that's number one. Number two for me is just because someone tells you that you're cursed or your family's cursed or an object's cursed does not make that true. And that's following your gut. And that actually is today, the 14th. That is what our sacred September 30 days is for today, is gut check, your intuition. Does it feel right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. You always gut check everything. Don't just that check the good and the bad. Check in with yourself, and you know we've all got that intuition, and we all have those internal sort of like lie detectors, and use it every day, and you're going to be right 99.9% of the time. And so, like she's saying, curses only have the power that you give them. I mean, and that's the bottom line. So yeah, just because somebody says it doesn't make it true. And even if you think that, you certainly have all the tools and all the empowerment that you need to reverse that course and to take control of something. And it doesn't mean that you have to walk around and say, oh, I'm cursed, or pay somebody thousands of dollars to remove this curse who, oh, well, I got 90% of it, but I'm going to need some more money to get that. I mean, that's ridiculous, because you can do all of this yourself.
Absolutely. And I mean, when we think about it as well, in March 10th, 2020, out in Culver City, a lady was arrested for allegedly, she was a proclaimed psychic, for allegedly doing curse removal scams. Now, don't get me wrong, and I will never diminish the fact that I have met people who have people in different cultures that do have people that work in a light type of magic, right? So you hear the white witch and the dark witch and black magic and white magic, spell casting, all of those type of things. Now, it's about your intention. So if you go to someone like that and they're working within your energy and they're working on that spiritual level and they're there to help take care of what has kind of accumulated around you energetically, and you believe in that person and you believe in the work that they've done, by all means, go see someone on that spiritual level, right? Because I do know of people that have family that are in Mexico, for one, and they have had people where they felt as though they had been cursed, or, you know, there was a hex put on them from, you know, from a neighboring neighbor or whatever it might be. And they said it worked, right? They went through this whole process with them. So like we said, we're not here to discount or discredit the fact that there are belief systems, that there are ways going back hundreds and hundreds of years that have worked through that. Just be very mindful, do your research, and be very careful about who you entrust that large task to. But if you stand in your power and you do that gut check, you are going to know if that feels right to you.
That's what it's all about. So that's, you also have spirit teams, and you also have other ways that you yourself can take some steps to kind of, if you feel, okay, I don't think I'm cursed, but I could probably use an energy cleanse or just something. Just in case, if you will, you know, a little insurance. And then that's when we can lean on our spirit teams, our angels. We could do the, you know, a lot of people like to sage. A lot of people like to bring crystals into their life. They like to just have those things around. And it's objects, and they're if they make you feel better, and if you believe that they're working, then they're working.
Absolutely. Now, I might look witchy when I look over at my thing over here. I've got white candles. I've got a green candle. I do believe in the power of light energy and color energy. I've got some dragon's blood incense. I always have my sage on hand. We've got amethyst crystals. We've got, what do we have, our selenite wand, right? All laid out. Part of what I do is energy work as well. So I've got my pendulum. That's my chakra pendulum that I do energy work with. Or I'll walk through a home and use it for energy identification, right? So if somebody was to glance at what my altar would be at any given time, and my singing bowl's in the middle, they might be like, okay, so what's this chicken to? And I know I've had people walk in when I, you know, we used to be able to have workshops and stuff where people came, and I had a Ouija board serving tray. Remember that? And it was actually one of our close friends. And so we're sitting in our circle for our Release and Intentions workshop, which we have coming up this Tuesday. There's still some spots. Go to Shades of Spirit LLC. You can sign up on there, or you can message us on our website at shadesofspirit.com. But so it was Halloween time. And I love Halloween. So I'm still decorating inside. I don't care what you say, what anyone else says. It's still going to be a holiday for me. And so I had my serving tray Ouija board out as a decoration item. And so she looked over and she said, oh my God, are you going to take that down? We're not using that today, right? Like, how can you even have that up in your home? And I go, first of all, it's a serving tray. Second of all, it's a piece of wood that somebody put handles on that wrote down the alphabet and some numbers, right? But in her mind, that was like a cursed object. It causes hexes. It causes bad, negative energy to come in.
It actually serves wine.
It serves wine. That's where we go with that for me. Wine, cheese, and crackers. And I bet if I actually served her something on that plate until we talked about it, she would not have even taken mm-hmm. the item off of it. But that's because in her mind, that was a cursed object, right? And I didn't fully back my confidence level in using a Ouija board until I was, 38, 39, 40. I'm not much older, so please, I know. But in reality speaking, that's all it is that it's a kid's toy that you buy in the, the game aisle next to Family Feud and Pictionary. And yet it has been given that name of being cursed. That object has been given that fear put into it because of what movies said to us. And we talked about that in one of our earlier shows in August about how movies can portray the stuff as well. But when you're finding it going back from biblical times on, that's where you know that this word has been used on so many different levels. And that does strike the fear within us, which brings our vibration down, which brings us to an susceptible state in order for that energy to come. Now, this is what we're giving away. I'll show you guys now, if I can. We are giving away a chakra bracelet that has lava beads to go with our 30 days to our sacred self. So we will take the first caller, if anybody wants to call us, right after this break. Thanks, guys. Stay tuned.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I am over here shuffling cards. Zach, do we have a caller after this break?
We do. We have Angie from California.
Awesome. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you? I'm loving the show so far.
Yeah, sorry about that F-bomb. That was totally just that. Well, that's me. So there we go. All full of surprises. Well, we appreciate you tuning in and staying on the line after that moment, let me tell you. Oh, my gosh.
This might be our last show.
We appreciate it. We will now be fired. Your energy, Angie, is actually through the roof. You're giving me chills immediately, which I love. So you've been following the show. So you are our first caller, Angie. So you are going to be the lucky winner of this beautiful handcrafted chakra bracelet, and it has the lava beads on it.
Wonderful.
So are you familiar with these type of bracelets?
I am, yes.
Fabulous. So we're going to have different stones. All of our chakra bracelets are different. This is coming out of our Shades of Spirit bracelet line. Everything I'm wearing on here is Shades of Spirit bracelet line. But it's going to be one to help with alignment. You can do your essential oils and the lava beads, whatever you're feeling for the day, whether it be lavender or orange or grapefruit or a combination of them. And it'll be about that connecting with your higher self when you put it on. And it's that remembering each day when you put it on to connect with all of your chakras, to connect on that grounding part of it. Lava stones are very grounding as well, which I love this bracelet. So we are going to, when we get done here with your card reading, stay on the line. You're going to give Zach your information, and we will send that out to you. And are you open for a card?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I would love that.
Perfect. You never know. Okay, so tomorrow is the new moon, so it's about the time for me. We do our Release Intentions workshop about releasing and letting go of energy that doesn't serve our highest and best, that stagnant energy, to make room to plant the seeds for our intentions. Your card is Resilience, which I absolutely love this card. And the card itself has this woman carrying this gigantic bag on her back, and yet she still perseveres. She continues to move forward. So they're talking about, take this as a win. The lessons that you've had over the past few years are lessons for you to move forward and to help others. They are showing kind of that roller coaster ride for me, which generally means that you have had lessons in your life that have brought you down, and you've really had to kind of dive deep and to come out on top. You've had to make some sacrifices as well, and yet you still had the resilience within yourself. I love the quote on the card. It says, "I am strong and resilient. As we stretch to expand towards our intentions, we will most likely meet resistance or wait for it, make mistakes, or fail altogether. And this is where resilience, confidence, and our inner will come into play." So right now, are you having a period of time where you're going inward more and kind of doing some more like internal thinking?
Yes, absolutely. And this is so perfect for me right now because I'm in a space where I'm feeling so overwhelmed. And I think it's a great reminder, you know, so I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And this card reminds us, I like this part. Remember, mistakes are simply information gathering. That's it. The less drama and guilt and shame you attach to them, the better. The experience of failure or mistakes is simply one of learning. That is all. And when we remind ourselves of that, it's not always easy. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, I've had those days where I'm like, this doesn't make any flipping sense here. And yet I'll go inward and really try and find those answers. So continue connecting with your sacred self. Continue following your gut. You have a spirit team that's very strong around you. Start asking them for guidance, because if we don't ask, they don't show up. They wait for us because we have that free will. And they're actually showing me, it's going to be more come spring because we're going to go inward even more with fall and COVID still out there for us, but really work on getting rid of some of that underlying energy you have, even from about ages 7 to 10, they're showing me. Bring all of that kind of up and out in a form of writing and let it go, and then start planting those seeds for those manifestations you want to create for the beginning of 2021. And I will leave you with that.
Don't forget to stay on the line. And, okay. Zach will get your information. And then if anybody else that's listening wants to check out our bracelets, you can find them on LaShawn's website, which is Luminous Paths with Love.
Perfect.
Give her a little plug.
We have an angel brand line as well. So thank you so much, Angie. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Yep.
Lisa's on the phone.
We are. We've got Lisa, right? Zach, is she still hanging on there?
We do. We have Lisa from California. You're live on Shades of Spirit.
Hello, Miss Lisa from California. How are you?
Hello, Miss Jamie and Miss Spirit Walker Nicole. I'm good. How are you?
So you are calling like right at the same time as Angie, because actually we were talking to Zach and telling him our own personal life story, and you guys called at the same time. So we are going to do the second giveaway for you, which is going to be our amethyst, tiger's eye, and black tourmaline bracelet. So make sure you give your information to Zach at the end of this call. But because you guys kind of tied where the phones were ringing at the same time, we want to honor that because you're supposed to be getting one as well. This is one of my absolute favorites. This is part of my line on the Luminous Path of Love website that LaShawn created, because they're such powerhouse stones, about connection. It's about protection. It's about grounding. It's about centering. They're definitely telling me about that for you. And are you open for a card right now?
I am, but I did want to share a little story.
Okay, you share your story while I shuffle your cards.
Okay, so, well, first my grandma visits me as a hummingbird, and I have a hummingbird at my car, so I just wanted to throw that out there. But there were 27 years ago when I was going through a divorce, I did feel like I was cursed, because it's like everything kept going wrong. And, like, I knew I wasn't cursed, but it's like you do feel like when, like, you don't see anything positive, like, there must be something wrong, but it was before, like, I knew how spiritual I was. But I did want to say that I did have an entity attached to me. In 1989, when my son was 1 year old, he got really sick and was in the hospital, and apparently a young child attached to me, and I didn't find that out for 24 years. And so when I found out, it made so much sense to me, because as a grown adult, I would go to the middle school for my children. And I remember particularly one day, there were three middle school children, like seventh graders, like, how old are you, 12, on bicycles. And I remember feeling afraid to walk past them. And I remember telling myself, okay, you're an adult and they're children. But I found out like a year later that I did have a young child attached to me. And so it was her, not me. But it does happen. And it wasn't a bad thing. But she's gone now, just so you know.
I'm glad to say, I was like, otherwise we can help you with that. But no, I like that, you know, it wasn't necessarily a negative thing. They will follow us. I get a lot of kids that come around as well, especially with my own kids. So thank you for clarifying that and sharing your story, because it isn't all negative, right? But it can cause a fear within us, which sometimes it isn't our own fear we're holding. It's something else. So your card is self-love, Lisa. That's the card for this release, is to let go of anything that's harboring that self-love for you. It's about setting those intentions to continue creating the self-love within. The quote says, every day I bring radical self-love to my body, mind, and spirit. And it's talking about empowerment starts from the inside out. Don't compare yourself to others. Start your change with focus and self-love. And I'm going to leave you with that, but don't go anywhere. Give Zach your information so that you can take home this beautiful tiger's eye amethyst and black tourmaline bracelet. Thank you so much for tuning in today, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody. So as we wrap up our talk on curses, hexes, and attachments, witchcraft, spell casting, black magic, we want to empower you in your space. So for the rest of this week on our 30 Days to Your Sacred Self September Challenge, today is the Gut Check Intuition. Check us out on our Facebook page or Instagram page, Shades of Spirit LLC. We're posting daily reminders and affirmations and how to get in connection with that. Okay, Nicole, take it away. What do we have left for the week?
We've talked about a lot of these. So on the 15th is connecting with your spirit guide, and we have meditations on our YouTube channel and our website that can help you with that if that's something that you need help with. 16th is become centered in chaos, which is basically just turn the world off for a minute or so and just find that center. 17th is do something you like, self-explanatory. 18th is just to listen, really listen. Whereas you would normally be blah, 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 just shh, listen, see what you can hear. And then the 19th is active meditation. Again, we can help you with that. Check out our website and YouTube channel for free meditations. And the 20th is connecting with the crystal. A lot of these we've talked about.
I love it. So thank you guys so much. Thank you to our giveaway contestants, Angie and Lisa. We will see you next week for, you know, who knows what we're going to come up with topic wise. So thank you all. And we will see you next Monday, 8 a.m.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie,
and me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.